SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, singer Liam Payne dies after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. Israel allows 58 trucks into the Gaza Strip. And there's a chance Alyssa Healy could play in the T20 World Cup semi-final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne has died outside a hotel in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires. Local media reports the 31-year-old British musician was found dead after falling from the hotel's third floor. Police were called to the hotel in the Palermo neighbourhood in response to an emergency call that cited an aggressive man who could be under the effects of drugs and alcohol. Ambulance workers later confirmed the death of the singer, who was found in an interior hotel patio. Israel has allowed 58 trucks into the Gaza Strip a day after the White House threatened to cut military aid if Israel did not increase the flow of assistance. United Nations agencies say that over the last 2 weeks, Israel has blocked almost all food aid from getting into northern Gaza. UN humanitarian official Joyce Musea has told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council that 400,000 Palestinians are experiencing unbearable conditions in northern Gaza.
The level of suffering in Gaza defies our ability to capture it in words or even to comprehend it. Supplies essential for people's survival and humanitarian assistance are blocked at every turn. International humanitarian law must be respected, and this council and all member states must exert all their influence to ensure it.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his plan to win his country's fight against Russia's invasion could bring peace next year, but it contains a step that some crucial Western allies have so far refused to support, inviting Ukraine to join NATO before the war ends. NATO's collective security guarantee outlines a political commitment by all member countries to come to the aid of any member whose sovereignty or territory might be under attack. The decision to have a new member join the alliance would need the acceptance of all member nations, including the United States and Germany, that refuse to allow Ukraine in while fighting continues because they fear being dragged into a wider war with Russia. NATO Secretary-General Mark Rutte says he's aware of Mr. Zelensky's plan and has been in regular communication with him.
We are in regular contact, and I'm very much aware of all the elements of the victory plan. As you also know, NATO in Washington decided to make the path towards NATO membership for Ukraine an irreversible path. That's clearly stated. And we are in close contact with allies, with Ukraine, to see how we can take next steps.
South Australia's Parliament has narrowly voted down a bill that would have made it illegal to terminate a pregnancy after 27 weeks and 6 days. The final vote was 9 in favour and 10 against, which means the bill will not go to the lower house and therefore won't become law. The controversial proposal had drawn criticism from opponents inside and outside Parliament and labelled an extreme right-wing culture war bill by the SA Health Minister Chris Picton. Ahead of the vote, the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition also staged a demonstration outside Parliament, which included women dressed as handmaids. The group's Bridget Coombe says the fight to protect reproductive rights remains an ongoing concern.
Always in Australia, we have had an undercurrent of anti-abortion activists often getting their ideas from the United States, which is not a very good place to get their ideas from, because the way that American law operates against women means that they have, in fact, very high maternal mortality.
In cricket, Elisa Healy hasn't ruled out the prospect of leading her Australian team out of the T20 World Cup semi-final. The team medics are giving the skipper every possible chance to be fit for the clash against South Africa in Dubai. Healy is still recovering from her right foot injury suffered last week in the win over Pakistan. Stand-in captain Elise Perry says Healy has not been ruled out for the semi-final at this stage.
The medical staff and the team are going to give her every opportunity and possibility to play, but I don't think anything's changed in that respect. We'll just have to see in the next 24 hours.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.